Today we will be speaking about the plant expert. I, is going to ask questions to Scarlett about the plant expert and how we did.
Over to her.
Okay, Scarlett, tell me how you planned the plant expedition.
Well, we started off with a blank piece of paper, so we went through who's going to bring what and what we're going to do. So the boys decided to do a PowerPoint and information text, and the girls decided to do posters and clay models.
So tell me, Scarlett, was it just the boys doing the information or the girls too?
Oh, the girls did some information on their posters because obviously you had to.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Did you use any information to help you plan, such as you looked up the last year's plan expo and found information from that?
Well, Miss Baker actually told my group last year that they all picked a particular environment, so like desert, polar and rainforest, tropical. And so I did polar because my group's name was Plant Environments, and yeah.
So, what parts of your plan were you really happy with? Not like after the plant expo, you're like, oh, I wish I changed that, or I did it in pen, so I can't erase it.
I was really happy with my poster. Honestly, I worked so hard on that. But you see, I would have loved to do some dioramas.
Yeah, okay. Can you tell me what some dioramas are?
Dioramas are like little scenes almost. So,
like diagrams.
Yeah, like diagrams, but you see it's like come to life.
Yeah. So, if you were to do this again, how might you change your plan?
Would add some dioramas.
Oh. Okay. Moving on to communicate.
Yeah.
Tell me how you communicated your ideas and information for the plant expert.
So we went around a circle and told each other what we wanted to do and who you would do it with. And so we decided that we would do posters, clay models, PowerPoints, information reports, maps.
Yeah, okay. Now, how do you think you went with these ideas?
I think I went really well with these ideas. Like, really.
Would you make any changes next time?
I guess that everyone would like to make some changes. But you see, I can't quite put my finger on it. What I didn't like and what I liked and what I wanted to change.
And it takes you a long time.
Yeah, it would take me
just like anyone. Yes. Okay. Tell me about the main steps of organizing your plant expo.
The main steps?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so organizing the plant. Okay, so the main steps were like, so you started from the beginning where you planned, did all that stuff, and you did like a rough copy.
Mm-hmm.
Then went off and started building, and then built it again, and then kept on building it until it was like proper and what you wanted and expected it to be. So, and what about you?
Well, the main steps for me were definitely to do a plan first, because everyone wanted to do the models and the posters, or the decorations on the posters at least, but not really the information, so it was hard as a leader to get them to do that, because I had to do some too myself. And then we moved on to doing them, then we moved on to finishing them, and then we moved on to doing like quizzes, and most of us got there very fast, and board games. Okay, what was your involvement in these few steps?
I'm not quite sure. I did,
one.
And so, I did a poster. I mapped out where things were on the, a map. Like,
cool.
Different environments.
Okay. tell me how well you think as yourself, expert, suited the students and the audience. And what did you think they were thinking while they spoke?
I think they thought we were very experienced with speaking and doing all that we were told to do and more.
Okay.
What about you?
Moving on. Can you think of any changes you might make to better suit your audience?
I think I might know more information about watermelons.
And what did you do? Did you do apples?
Oh, I did watermelons.
Okay, my point exactly. My final word now. Tell me, what do you think the key ingredients to it in a successful plant expo are there, or any expo in general?
I reckon that there's key ingredients to our expo is make everyone want to keep in a group.
In a good book, you know, like
when yeah, in a good book, you know
how they do cliffhangers and they
yeah.
make you want to do
read
more.
It more. Read it
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
But
yeah. See more.
Yeah, see more.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.